This morning's or this evening's scripture reading will be taken from James 1, verse 23 through 25. That's the book of James, chapter 1, verses 23 through 25. And I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in the mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away at once. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. That was James 1, 23 through 25.
Good evening. Good to see everybody out there. Appreciate your presence and your willingness to come here to worship God. I am not Don Wright, but I'm going to try to present a lesson to you about what did you forget. And before I forget, I want to thank the elders for this opportunity to be able to stand here in front of you and bring a portion of God's Word to you. And I encourage you all to follow along in your Bibles and make sure that what I have to say is from the Word of God. Before I forget, I want to get a water out just in case I need it. And also, just a heads up, Steve, I did move the notes slide on the side here, so that might throw him off in case I forget to change it. I think I just forgot three things already, and I haven't even started. So, have you ever left for work, gone out the door, and then ran back inside to grab something, and someone says, "What did you forget?" I have done that several times, probably in the past week, but it happens. We forget things all the time. We forget things regularly. Most people forget things regularly. I forgot my glasses this morning, and as I was putting Seth's PowerPoint in the computer, I thought he was going to be preaching on hearing instead of healing, because I couldn't see that. Good lesson, by the way, Seth. This, if you can see it up here, this is kind of a picture of a compass. It's got different degrees on there, and you know, most people would use that to find directions somewhere. And a lot of times we forget how to get somewhere. We might think we know the right way to go, but we might forget also. Have you ever gone into a room at home and forgotten why you went into that room? Why did I come in here? You forgot something. Have you ever said, you know, it's the end of the day at work or whatever, and you tell yourself, "I'll remember that tomorrow." It doesn't happen, does it? You forget it if you don't write it down or record it somehow. Have you ever forgotten what you had for breakfast? What did you have for breakfast this morning? What did you have for breakfast last Sunday morning? Well, maybe it's the same thing every week or every day. But why would we forget that? Well, it's not really that significant, is it? I mean, breakfast, you know, they say it's the most important meal of the day, but it's not really that important, right? You're not focused on it all day long. So you might forget that. It's not really a significant event in your life. along this line is our scripture reading in James chapter 1. In verse 23, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. You ever forget what you look like? You ever walk by a mirror and it startles you? Oh, that's me. Probably nobody else. But his point is that if you're not looking at yourself all day long in a mirror, you might forget that. You might forget the face of someone who died a long time ago. What did that person look like? That's his point here. Talking about forgetting something. Verse 25, but the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts. Not forgetting about what we've heard. How often do we, after worship service, get in the car, drive home, and think about, what was the lesson about again? I forget. And then, you know, you might remember a couple of points and then, oh, that's right. It was on healing. How often do we do that, though? So we're going to look at a few examples of forgetting God, because that's ultimately what we want to talk about. Why do we forget God? The Old Testament is full of instances where the Israelites forgot about God. They forgot about God when Moses went up on Mount Sinai. You know, he was up there for a couple of months total, maybe. He went up and down several times, seven or eight, I think, is the count. But why? Why did the Israelites forget about God in that short amount of time that Moses was up there? Well, they might have gotten bored. They probably, you know, forgot about God and remembered all of the idolatry that they had in Egypt and said, hey, that's a good idea. Let's make a golden calf. What about when the Israelites rebelled against God seven times in the wilderness after they left Egypt? Why would they do that? They forgot that God delivered them from Egypt. He was their savior, basically, from Egypt. And then over and over again, after Israel got to Canaan, and even though they were God's chosen people, Israel was invaded and captured over and over and over again. Why? Because they forgot that they were God's chosen people. They forgot about God. Sometimes it took years for this to happen, but sometimes it didn't take very long at all. We have to be mindful of that and how fast Satan can work in our lives to make us forget God. What about in the New Testament? There are Christians that forgot about God also. And it wasn't that long before that that Christ died for their sins. What about Peter? Turn over to Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2, beginning in verse 11. Galatians 2:11 says, but when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned. For before certain men came from James, he was eating with the Gentiles. But when they came in, he drew back and separated himself, fearing the circumcision party. And the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically along with him, so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. Why would Peter do this? He was one of Jesus' strongest followers. Why would he do that? It was peer pressure. He was around a bunch of other Jews, and they didn't like the Gentiles, so they stayed away from them. Peter followed right along with them. He forgot about what he was supposed to be doing. and why he should be talking to the Gentiles. And he was confronted for it. The next one, you probably saw it, Ananias and Sapphira, Acts chapter 5. Over in Acts chapter 5, and beginning in verse 1, Acts chapter 5, verse 1 says, "But a man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property, and with his wife's knowledge he kept back for himself some of the proceeds, and brought only a part of it, and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, 'Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit, and to keep back for yourself part of the proceeds of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not at your disposal? Why is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to man, but to God.'" Why did they do this? We look at that, we read that, and we're puzzled. Like, why would you do that? We don't really know exactly why, but all we do know is they told one lie, forgot about God, for a very short time, they lost everything. They lost the money, they lost their lives, and they lost their souls in a very short amount of time because they forgot about God. The seven churches of Asia, there are several instances where Jesus is condemning them for things that they did. Turn over to Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2, he's talking about the church in Ephesus there. Revelation 2 verse 4 says, "But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first." Why would they do that? Why would they abandon their first love? They probably forgot about God. And it wasn't all of them at the exact same time. It started with one person. One person had an idea or something that they came up with that they told to another person and another person. And before long, the entire congregation was on board with it. And the entire congregation had forgotten about God. They had abandoned the love you had at first. So what do all of these people have in common? The Israelites, Peter, Ananias and Sapphira, the seven churches of Asia, countless others in the scriptures that forgot about God. What do they all have in common? They thought it would never happen to them. None of them thought that, "Yeah, you know what? On this date, I'm going to forget about God." That's not how that works. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 35, when Jesus is telling Peter that he's going to be betrayed, Peter said to him, "Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you." And all the disciples said the same. They were all convinced that they would never deny Jesus. They wouldn't do that. They couldn't even conceive of it. They would rather die than to do that. But what happened later in the same chapter? Peter denied him three times. Not just once, three times. He thought that that was impossible, that that would never happen. He would never do that. But it happened. He forgot about God. Is it possible for us to forget about God? Of course, the answer is yes. We're no better than any of the people in the Bible. It can happen to us. Have you ever forgotten about, dare I say it, your spouse's birthday? Have you ever forgotten about your anniversary? Was that a lack of love? Probably not. It was a mistake, right? Lack of judgment, whatever you want to call it. It happens. Wasn't on purpose. Wasn't deliberate. But guess what you're never going to do again? Forget their birthday or your anniversary, right? You're going to make sure that that doesn't happen. I mean, it might. It could happen. But you're going to try anyway. People today forget about God regularly. Why? Is it because of a lack of love for God? I hope not. I hope it's not. Turn over to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22, down in verse 36. Matthew 22, 36 says, "Teacher, what is the great commandment in the law?" He said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind." Can we say that we do that? Hopefully we can. We need to be able to say that, yes, I do love God with all my soul, heart, and mind. That's something we need to do. Why else would we forget about God? Is it because we don't fear God anymore? If you need to think, or if you think you need to fear God more, if you say, well, maybe I don't. If you need that, just read some of the things that God did to the Israelites. Some of the things that he's capable of doing. Just because they were disobedient. Fear can be a great motivator. If we decide that, yeah, I probably need a little more fear in my life. Fear of God. Do something about it. You know, the old saying is, if you're chased by a bear, you don't have to be the fastest. You just shouldn't be last. You're fearful, of course, but that's not a very good motivator to have towards God. That's not a very good attitude that we should have towards God. What attitude should we have? Over in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, in verse 13, Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, "The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." So many people today feel like they don't know the meaning of life. You know, you hear that phrase all the time. What's the meaning of life? That's it right there. Fear God and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. That's our job as his servants, to fear him and obey him. That's what we have to do. And another reason people forget about God might be because you don't want to go to heaven. Well, that's ridiculous, right? Who doesn't want to go to heaven? People say that. They clearly don't know what hell is then. Of course, hopefully we all want to go to heaven. Sometimes we just have to get out of our own way and do what we're supposed to do. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Down in verse 51. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall all not sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory.' O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." That should give us hope. That no matter what happens on this earth, we're going to have the opportunity to go to heaven, to be changed. No longer dealing with all of the things of this life, the mortal things that we have to deal with daily. We won't have that anymore. We won't have to deal with all of the bad things that happen around us. We don't have to worry about anything anymore. And all of the hard work that we put in, we can know in verse 58 it says, "Knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." There's a purpose to our lives. We have to recognize that. So what would make us forget God? If God is no longer a priority in our lives, that could make us forget God. How do we fix this? How do we change that? Well, first of all, keep Him fresh in our minds. Keep thinking about Him, thinking about Jesus and all of the things that we benefit from by being Christians. Not forgetting those things. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. Matthew 4:4 says, "But he answered, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" The word of God sustains us. It feeds us. If we're hungry for it, we can be fed. Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. Acts 17 verse 11 says, "Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so." How often are we eager to receive the word of God, to take it into our hearts? Apply it to our lives. Do something. Change something about our lives. to make us better, to do better. That can help us not forget. And then Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 97. Psalm 119, verse 97 says, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me." So back at that, in that time, they didn't have the scrolls in their pockets all the time to open it up and read the word. At least I wouldn't think most of them would. It was in their hearts. That's how it was with them. "For it is ever with me." What else would make us forget God? We stop thinking about Him and the work that we have to do. We have work to do. We can't forget about it. How do we fix this? By teaching others. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. "All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." We can't teach people unless we're complete and equipped for every good work. That means we have to know the Scriptures. We have to know the Bible. No, not every single verse. Of course not. That's impossible. But we have to try. We have to be equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." Why would we be ashamed? A worker who would be ashamed. Why would we be ashamed? What happens when you are at work and you don't know how to do your job? Your boss told you, "Hey, you need to go do this." And you say, "I don't know how to do that." If it's your job, you should know how to do it, right? Well, what's our job as Christians? To rightly handle the word of truth. That's our job as a worker, to be approved by God and not be ashamed. We need to know the truth. And if we know the truth, we're not going to forget about God. One more thing that might make us forget God is not living like a Christian, not living Christ-like. How do we fix this? We have to transform ourselves. Over in Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, beginning in verse 1 there. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." We can't be conformed to this world. We can't be a part of this world. So many people, so many Christians try to be part of this world and also a Christian. It doesn't work. We have to be transformed. How are we transformed? By the renewal of your mind. Renewing our mind. Making ourselves, forcing ourselves, if we have to remember God. You know, forgetting your anniversary, sorry to say, that's preventable. It is. We have the technology today. We could write it down to remind ourselves. We could set a calendar reminder on our phone to remind us a year from now. Don't forget your anniversary. Don't forget the birthday. We can even, I've seen this, where you can automatically have a card sent to someone. You can sign up to have that done for you. Or have flowers sent for you on a certain date. Yeah, it's real. And the same thing that's real is forgetting God is also preventable. We don't have to do that. We can prevent it. We have tools for that too. Study, number one, obviously. Taking notes. Studying some more, whatever it takes. If you carry a smartphone with you everywhere, then you can carry the Bible with you everywhere. We have tools available to us. You can set a reminder on your phone. At this time every night, pull out the Bible. Study it. Do something. Listen to sermons in your car. Most people have Bluetooth in their car and all this stuff that connects everything and listen to it on your phone. However you want to listen to a sermon. Don has things on the website. Winding Down with the Word. How many times have you seen what he posts on there? It's not a huge article. It's a little blurb. A few sentences usually. It's a small thing to just get you to think about God and not forget God. It's a tool that's available. He has podcasts on there. So many different things we can do to prevent us from forgetting God. If you forgot God, what should you do? You have to repent. You have to change your life. Transform yourself again. Repent of your sins. Again, Revelation 2, verse 4, he said, "But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first." But verse 5 says, "Remember therefore from where you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first." Make it right. Whatever you have to do to make your life right with God. Change your life however you need to. And don't forget how easy it is to become a Christian. It's not hard. You have to hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. That's it. It's not a long process. You can do it tonight. You can get that taken care of right now. Whatever you need to do, make your life right with God. Do it now as we stand and sing.